Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 347 of Heroes Unlimited, a page of the book written for aliens. This page, part of the equipment section, was written under the assumption that you, the reader, are from the far reaches of space, you have no concept of human existence, and you need the mundane details of human life explained to you in extreme detail. But, owing to your advanced alien education and culture, there are other things that you just know implicitly. There's no need to talk about them because they're such elementary subjects to a scion of your noble race. That's the only explanation I can come up with for exactly how this page fills its space with such a bizarre, inexplicable farrago of unexplained and overexplained details. This is going to be a tough day to pick a dumbest thing, so let's just jump right in. The page starts with field equipment. This is stuff you would take out on a camping trip or an expedition into the wilderness, that sort of thing. And apparently, the author of this game envisioned a whole lot of outdoorsy crime fighting, because this is a very comprehensive list. Backpacks, blankets, canteens, climbing platforms, yet more knives, tents. This is not a complete list of everything in this section. These are just things that exist in multiple forms. These are just the items that offer options. All these things are on this list more than once. This list is granular enough that you can decide whether you want to buy a heavy or a light blanket, a large or a small backpack, a one-man, a two-man, a four-man, or a military command post tent, a large, a small, or a survival knife, an aluminum or a plastic canteen. I'm not saying there's no difference between a light and a heavy blanket, or between an aluminum and a plastic canteen. I would, of course, expect to see these options in an actual camping catalog, if I had, for whatever reason, decided to actually go camping. Doesn't sound like me, but I guess it could happen. But here, in the context of a superhero game, where I would remind you that many superheroes never go camping to crime fight. Like Peter Parker, my guess would be owns somewhere between 0 and 1/10. And if I had to guess what kind, it would probably be whatever the artist feels like drawing. But we get excruciating detail about field equipment. Hey, you plan on eating in the woods? Perhaps I can interest you in a utensil kit for $25. What does a utensil kit include? I'm glad you asked. It includes a knife, fork, and spoon with sheath. Again with the fucking sheaths. It doesn't say here what it's made of. A glaring oversight. You just gotta use your imagination, I guess. Probably they ran out of space, is what happened. I wouldn't like to have been at that meeting where they had to tell Kevin Sambita, sorry, we're at the end of the book, we kinda ran out of pages, we had to cut all the guns. And he's like, well, I guess that's fine, just as long as we still have the utensil information, all the camping stuff. And the editor was like, oh, I hate to say it, but we did have to cut the detail on what the sheath is made of in the utensil kit. And then Kevin Sambita just fucking flipped the table, screamed out in rage, tore out his mustache with his bare hands. But yeah, at least the text still does explain to us what goes in a utensil kit. What utensils are we talking about here? Similarly, after field equipment is a list of containers you can buy. 37 lines of containers. In this book where there was no room for firearms, there are 37 lines of containers to buy. For example, just off the top of my head, a cask, wooden, 10 gallon. A cask, wooden, 25 gallons. A cask, wooden, 4 gallons. Or how about a cloth handle bag? No size is listed, but it costs $10. What's really important is that the handle is made of cloth. I think you'll agree that's the salient detail. Hey, how about 3 sizes of crate? How about 4 different jars? No one of which costs over $10. But nonetheless, we gotta track it. How many times in a role-playing game has the GM asked you the dreaded question? Oh sure, you've got a jar, but what's the volume of that jar? Oh shit, I knew I should have thought about this more carefully during character creation. I knew, I kind of glossed over and I really should have thought, am I going to need a 2-pint jar or a 4-pint jar or both? Or should I have bought a jar, glass? Which, by the way, what the fuck are the rest of these jars made of? Anyway, the details here, I can't understand. It has to be for aliens because the very second container you can buy, quote, belt purse, and then in parentheses, attaches to belt. Yeah, no shit. A belt purse? On my belt? Who would have thought? Meanwhile, and you know what? Call me an ignoramus, but under field equipment, I am offered a bear trap, a wolf trap, and a beaver trap. Not even a like a brief parenthetical explanation of what a beaver trap is. Is it just a smaller wolf trap? Is it more like a crab pot? I mean, I know, like, I'm the ignorant one here. Kevin Sambita apparently knew what a beaver trap was. I don't. Go Kev. But neither now, nor when I was a 12-year-old boy, did I deal in fucking pelts. Why would I know what a beaver trap is? You could have explained it, since you want to sell me one for, hold on, let me consult the list, $60. I mean, it costs $20 more than a rabbit trap. Can I extrapolate from that? I'm sorry, I just don't know what they are. But at least we firmly established what the belt purse attaches to. It's belts. I think I mentioned already we've got three more listings for knives, bringing our running total to 7 mechanically identical knives, 2 forms of itching powder, 2 backpacks, 4 jars, 3 jugs, 2 blankets, 2 canteens, 4 tents, 3 casks, 3 crates, and no firearms due to space limitations in this book. I mean, there was no space for guns. Hey, you know what? Here's an idea. Use a bow. Oh, and by the way, if you've got a bow, surely you're going to want the Bow Hunter accessory bag on offer on this page for $40. Of course, a Bow Hunter accessory bag. Every boy remembers his first Bow Hunter accessory bag. What the fuck is in a Bow Hunter accessory bag? I'm not saying they're not real, and I'm not saying they're not useful. I'm saying, coming in at a strong number 2 on the list of things I don't kill animals with, right behind beaver traps, is bows. So why would I know what a Bow Hunter accessory kit has in it? No detail is given. No explanation. $40 Bow Hunter accessory kit. Like I'm supposed to know. But I guess if I'm from the alien planet Zebu, I would just know. I guess that because that's the target audience of this page. What I might not know is whether I can buy a disposable lighter. And if so, how much would it cost? This page lists a disposable lighter as costing $1. Thanks, book. I'm not going to say this is the single most useless line of text in this book because that is a steep fucking competition. It's like the goddamn Olympics, but it's got to be in the running. One whole line in this overstuffed section, and all it says is, quote, disposable lighter, $1. I just want you to plunge your mind into the deep abyss of this single line. First of all, there's no information here except disposable lighters exist, and you can buy one for $1. That's it. Who accounts for disposable lighters during character creation? Have you ever created a character who smokes and then thought, boy, I better make sure that on my inventory, I've got a list of my disposable lighters? No, of course, if you smoke, you would have a lighter. And if not, then you probably have one at home. That's all. You don't have to subtract $1 from your starting equipment. Secondly, this is in the field equipment section, which, I mean, I guess it's useful to have a lighter outdoors, but I don't think of a disposable lighter as primarily a camping tool. Thirdly, in what scenario would I open this book and refer to this list to find out how much a disposable lighter costs? It's not a big ticket item. I think the GM could maybe extend me the courtesy of assuming that I have enough money to buy a disposable lighter, should I need one. And then later we can calculate the exact deduction from my detailed in-character bank statements and figure out how much I spent on that lighter. And finally, like just as an afterthought, disposable lighters don't cost $1. I mean, not consistently. Like, I understand that lighters vary in price, but if I were really tracking dollars and I were really worried about it, and I just needed to light a fire in an outdoor survival situation, and I'm like down to my last $5 because apparently I'm playing that broke-ass wizard superhero from the magic section, and I'm like, ugh, a disposable lighter, you say? How much you want for it? I gotta get this cloak patch too. I'm not made of credits, I mean dollars. In that scenario, I can find a lighter for less than $1. If the GM even holds my feet to the fire about it, which why would he? It's $1. At the point when, if it turns out my character doesn't have enough money to buy something, I could go look around on the ground outside the store and find some change and buy it. What are we doing here? But not only are we taking up table time with this, presumably, it's taken up a whole line of this book. Unbelievable. Just skimming through this other random items that are on sale. Pillow, $10. Sack, large, $15. Sack, small, $6. No mention of relative size or material or anything like that. How is this different from a knapsack for $25? I'm not exactly sure. Saddlebag, parentheses, horse, $100. This is the only saddlebag listed. If you want to ride a donkey, you've got to go buy a supplement. Get out of here with that shit. We don't have room in the core rulebook. But can I interest you in either a large or a small shoulder purse? Different from a knapsack. I'm surprised there's no parenthetical statement about which body part you use to carry a shoulder purse. Tobacco pouch, $20. 3 sizes of water skin. We did have room for snare cord, which is sold mysteriously in units of square yards. Again, I'm not a hunter, which is presumably who these are for, even though if you Google snare cord, what comes up primarily is drum equipment. So I don't really know what a snare cord is. I don't know why it would be sold in square yards. And I have no idea why, if I wanted to make some kind of snare, I guess because I can't afford a wolf, bear, beaver, or rabbit trap. I don't know why I would need to use a specific snare cord as opposed to some other kind of cord or like rope or chain or string or whatever, anything else that's on sale. And there's no explanation. I'm just expected to know what a snare cord is and why it's sold in squares. It's very hard to pick a dumbest thing on this page, but I think ultimately I have to go with the parenthetical note next to belt purse that it attaches to the belt. On a page that expects so much knowledge from me about beaver hunting, about sheets of snare cord, to take the time out in a parenthetical to explain to me that a belt purse goes on a belt really like drives home what an absolute torrent of nonsense this page is. But then that bow hunter accessory bag, what could be in it? Why would you put it here and not give any explanation of what's inside? And why waste a whole line on the disposable lighter? That's one you could have cut completely. And it's wrong. I don't know. I have to move on. I'm sticking with the belt purse. But honestly, I think 90% of players would not notice or feel slighted whatsoever if you cut the entire field equipment and containers section. I mean, honestly, who buys fucking casks in a superhero role-playing game? You could have cut them completely. This half page alone is enough for those firearms you couldn't fit into the game. It's unbelievable the choices that were made here. Anyway, I have to move on. Join me tomorrow as we try to make some kind of sense out of the madness and talk about the types of things that are in this equipment section and the types of things that are not on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.